fiction can be the best way to do it, because you're reading someone else's story. You're living it through the character, but understanding different points of view in a more thoughtful way, I think, than just trying to have that conversation with someone. Was that part of kind of why you wanted to tell this aspect of the story and kind of bring this potentially sensitive issue into the story?
Yes. You know, about 5 years ago, I became very active in a group called We Speak Out, which is a Dawoodi Bora feminist organization that is trying to stop the practice. And while I was really involved in all of that, I was also struggling with my own memories of having it done to me and recovering from it. And at the same time, it was a very intense period, the same time, almost fully formed scenes, fictional scenes, were just coming out onto the page. And I just knew that this was going to be a novel. I've written three other novels, so I just knew, you know, you have this really strong feeling as this is happening that, okay, I've got another novel here. And, you know, I do like bringing social justice issues into fiction for just the reasons you mentioned, because I think, you know, for me, I've developed so much understanding and empathy about issues that I'll never experience by reading fiction. And I think one of the cool things about fiction is you can drop in a heavy issue in a universal story that's like dealing with those things you mentioned, relationship issues, infidelity. You can bring a lot of humor in there. You can bring a lot of silliness in there, but still be talking about a hard issue. And you can make it enjoyable even. and that was kind of a balance I was trying to strike. You know, how do you write a novel that's about this issue that's so taboo, so silenced, and that makes everybody a bit squeamish, including me? How do you write a novel that's also kind of fun to read? So yeah, I did. I was really trying to shine a light on a hard issue through fiction.
Well, and I think you do a really wonderful job. And there is, because there is, again, moments of just reality, right? And things that we can relate to, whether it's, you know, moments of parents and their kids and or family stuff. There are other things around it that sort of, because it's kind of stories of everyday things, can lighten things up a little bit.